Hello and welcome to Swissinfo's programme for December 20th. I'm Jessica Dacey in Bern. Meet the Honolulu Girls, Switzerland's first girl group. The year was 1960 and the band had four girls on Hawaiian guitar, jazz guitar, ukulele and bass. They were part of the first wave of pop instrumental bands to surface in Switzerland.
Yeah, I sort of discovered them. Nobody knew them, really, so they were not famous. But they stand for something that they were very fresh. They look fresh on those pictures. They tried something. They were girls in a male-dominated scene.
That's musician and writer Sam Mumenthaler. It's safe to say he has the biggest collection of all things pop in Switzerland. His collection includes everything from an amp used by Jimi Hendrix to an LSD capsule made by its Swiss inventor, Albert Hofmann. It all recently went on show at the Museum for Communication in Bern. In this program, we look at some of the highlights in Swiss pop music and ask if today's musicians can make a living in the age of Spotify and falling record sales. This first ever museum show dedicated to Swiss pop music covers the past 60 years. For Mumenthaler, there are two big moments in Swiss pop music history in Switzerland, at the concerts of the Rolling Stones and Bob Marley.
Yeah, it's interesting. I studied history for a year. I changed then, but in these studies we had those 68 movement in Switzerland, and I discovered that concert of the Rolling Stones in 67 and then Jimi Hendrix in 68 in Zurich, that they were really important for those explosions that followed those concerts.
What went down at this concert?
In 68, Hendrix played, and then the police, they were already, quite aggressive because there were some turmoils in 67 with the Stones. And so in 68, they got in real hard and harsh, and they that led to protests in the society, and it started the whole 68 movement in Zurich. That's quite interesting. And in 1980, we also had a youth movement in Switzerland, quite strong one, I think, and that also was strongly related to a concert Bob Marley gave in May 1980. And after this concert, it started. Get up, stand up, he sang, and obviously the Swiss people understood him.
The exhibition shows that over the years, Swiss pop music was largely influenced by scenes elsewhere. Some of the copycat bands were successful and even broke out of Switzerland, like the Sauterelles, also known as the Swiss Beatles. Swiss prog rock was especially popular. One band, Crocus, is to this day the most successful Swiss band ever on the international scene, with 14 million albums sold. Most bands sang in English, a sign of pop's love-hate relationship with Swiss dialect. After the Second World War, traditional folk music was the status quo, but then there was a backlash against it. A turning point came in the 70s with Polo Hofer, who with his band Rumpelstilz made dialect cool again. Here's collector Mumenthaler again.
It was very interesting that in the beginnings of the pop scene in Switzerland, 50s, 60s, 70s, you were not allowed to sing in Swiss German or in our own dialect.
Not allowed?
Oh, nobody would have listened to you. So it was completely out of reach to sing in your own language. Maybe the French part was a bit different. But then in the 70s, the musicians realized that they had found a new identity when they sang in their own language, and also the people understood the lyrics. And nowadays we have a lot of people singing in their own language. I think that's great, in Swiss dialects. But on the other hand, I think makes the market small for you. And I think in the internet, in the age of internet, it helps if you sing in a language that people outside the Swiss borders understand, if you want to have success, really.
Of course, Swiss bands were not only influenced by music from abroad. A handful of them became pioneers internationally. The Young Gods and Yellow are the best known. Yellow's use of samples and vocals inspired the likes of electronic dance duo Orbital. Here's Orbital's Paul Hartnell.
They are part of that whole wave of music that would have influenced house music, aren't they? Proper electronic disco music. That's the other key that they had that I don't think Kraftwerk was kind of on. Kraftwerk weren't so much of a dance band, but Yellow were always kind of this electronic disco thing going on. So I think, with that, I'd say they were, a big influence on the whole dance culture, really.
The Young Gods, meanwhile, had an influence on David Bowie and U2. Frontman Franz Streichler has been at the heart of different art scenes for 30 years now. His constant innovation was acknowledged recently by the Swiss government, who awarded him the first Swiss Music Prize for excellence. Another musician nominated for the prize was Reverend Beatman.
I'm so happy I could cry. See you lay next to me. Walking way through to town makes me feel so warm and
Beatman created an entirely new genre that fuses psychobilly with garage punk. He set up his first bootlegging label at the age of 13, recording concerts and selling the cassettes. Today, as well as performing, he runs a bona fide label that puts out albums by Swiss and international artists, many of whom couldn't find a home with mainstream labels. I met up with Beatman in his label's record shop in a cellar in Bern. It's a labor of love.
Put the record on quick, so it's long. So we have kind of that's like those three stacks. That's like what we produce as records. I'm traveling all around the world. I'm a thrift shop junkie and go to flea markets everywhere. And I thought, hey, come on, I buy so much stuff from Turkey, for example. I go to the flea market in Turkey and buy Turkish crazy psychedelic records. And I want to sell those to the people, so I have a reason to buy. And yeah, we have stuff from all over the world. So, I buy stuff from England, hair cream, and from Italy, like Pope, candles or Bibles. I get. It's on my right that I have, when I play shows, I want to have a Bible from that country. So, but people are really happy. They come down here and they listen to records. And, we have a lot of merchandise. That's also how we survive with merchandise. T-shirts, we sell a lot of T-shirts, jackets. We produce jackets by ourselves. It's not just like we buy them or print them. We make everything. So.
More customers, yeah, that's more great. Customers.
Once the customers were gone, I asked Beatman how big his label is now.
Oh, we have hundreds of releases. We sold, I think, a million records. So far, it sounds pretty a lot, but we are still a really small label. So, it,
isn't that a lot to do, taking you away from the music?
Yes. In the beginning of it, it was not like that, but now it's like I see it's a full time job. So I have a couple of employees working for me, but it takes a lot of ideas away from my brain. And if you want to write music, you have to be free in the head. So it takes a bit away from that. Yeah, you're correct.
Do you feel that artists today can make a living from what they're doing?
Yeah, in Switzerland it's a big problem because you can make so much money with another job here in Switzerland. You get like $10,000 easy per month here in Switzerland. But as a musician, you can make maybe like $2,000 and the rent is like $1,500. You have like $500 to live, just to tell you the reality. So. And a lot of Swiss musicians, they don't go that far, so they just want to have the easy life, probably. better get this $10,000 and then instead of the $2,000. I went the other way, so. But it's really hard. It's really expensive to live here. You know, I cannot go out eating every day. It's like, you know, if you pay like $40 or $50 just to eat and maybe drink a glass of wine. I mean, I can't do that.
Spotify and low CD sales. This is the reality for a Swiss musician today. And what do they do to get past that barrier?
You know, but I have to also say that's not all negative. You have to see that Spotify, YouTube and all those probably much more free platforms, they help my bands to get around the world. I never would play in Australia, New Zealand, Japan or South America without Spotify, without YouTube. That's fact. So that's, on the other hand, it makes me kind of famous in a country I never was before. So I can tour there. They give me money for that. You know, it's a hand-to-hand thing. So you cannot make money with selling records online or digital. You make money with physical sales, you know, with vinyl records or something like that. Bands have to tour again. Just go. You sleep on toilets, you sleep on the floor, and you play for no money. That's for not for just for 1 year. You play for 10, 15, 20 years like that. So until you have kind of, until you have a like $1,000, $2,000, or $3,000 fee. So that's how reality is.
Not for the faint-hearted then.
No.
Reverend Beatman there. So where will the next innovations be coming from? Will some be coming from Switzerland? Here's music critic Anna Habeisen.
Yeah, the fact is that there are not really new movements in pop music in the last 10 or 15 years, as you can say, and this we are still waiting for that. But I think in the micro corners of the music world, there is growing something, and this doesn't stop, but this will never stop. And with new technologies, with new ideas, with new craziness, with new youth and youth power and stuff like that. So I think I'm not pessimistic about pop music. So I always, every year I find things that blows my mind away and stuff. So I'm not afraid, and it's going to continue. So it's there. I'm not really not afraid. And even in Switzerland, and we are not only copyists. I think there are really, really very, very, very original things going on. And
that's all we've got time for. Thanks for listening.
I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please telephone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please did I forget my past? The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. One no other love, baby, it's just you and
pick it up.
Don't stop thinking of me, don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me, you know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true.